We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.
But I felt I needed to say it. Some of us were not available, all right? I just felt that it's good to say it publicly more so that we can help each other. It has to do with investments, all right? You know, I preached into it. I shall know that the wind will blow there. You know what I'm saying? You know? Uh-huh. You know, and I can understand the current economic challenges in our nation. We all live in Nigeria. And I understand the skyrocketing prices of goods and services and the challenges that we have in the fact that our earnings at times don't match our expenses. So generally, there's a lot of pressure on individuals and family to look for quick money-making schemes. It's a general temptation. Growing up, and these things have not just been around in recent, they have been around as far back as I know, since the 80s. Since the 80s and early 90s. If some of you that are older in your 40s, almost in your 50s, you'll have heard about Umana Umana. Or you have heard about things like, all those Pennywise were still like 2007. All right? Well, for some, they may not know about them. I've forgotten that one in Lagos. It used to be in Alausa. They had a very strong, had a building. It looked like a bank. And a lot of people invested, and years after, a lot of people suffered. It's not the first time. I remember then, you know, in the late 80s and early 90s, we heard about people committing suicide. That's been since, yes. All right. So these things have always come and gone. You need to be aware. If you can go and ask your parents, they will tell you that at each phase in our society, you always have quick making money schemes that are scam from the day, is scam from the foundation. And for me, I feel that as believers, we should not fall into it. Right, so recently I just got to hear about this CBEX thing. Was it 2 days ago or 3 days ago? I didn't hear it at all. I didn't hear about it at all. I just said it. And how I got to hear was news. Then my wife started telling me that, from India, that some people committed suicide, a particular church, a brother committed suicide, people in their working place. I said, wow, when did this thing happen? You know, apparently, it's not interesting that a brother in a particular church that died, they didn't mention the fact that when he took that decision, I'm sure his pastors did not know. But when he died, the name of the church came out. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Of course, I know the church, powerful church, powerful ministers of the gospel. So, well, on Thursday was when I heard. So I called some people in church. So I called Timile and he quickly removed himself from the team. I said, did you know that, is there anybody doing CBEX in church? He said, Daddy, I don't know. He cleaned himself. Later, he called me back. He said, well, this and that, he told this person. Then I called, I'm not hiding anything. Did you do it? He said, yes. I said, so you could put your money there? He said, it's not like that. This is how it looks. It's not like that. I was not happy with him. I know he's into investments and all that. I think I called Williams. I know those are the people that have those kind of sense. I said, Williams. Williams said, me, I didn't know about it though. So why I'm saying that, and you may say, what is my business? Where do you put your money in? You know, we have been teaching about discipleship recently. Part of the major pillar in discipleship is accountability and stewardship, including how you spend your resources. Can we all say amen? So I decided that I should speak about it. The first thing I want to say for those that did it, I've been blaming you. You said, we didn't know. That's not an excuse. I have used my life as an example severally concerning this kind of investment. I've said it. All of us have laughed. We were laughing because it's not your money. But now you understand what I'm talking about. For me, even when I did it, it's not like I did not know what it was. I knew. At least my spirit knew. The fact that your spirit doesn't even pick it is not a good, is a sign that somewhere you are dead. Yes. That's how they will dupe you and you not know. I told you that I knew, right? But I was thinking that I could get away with it. That was my own problem. And the Lord cautioned me, but because my lust was stronger than the voice of the Lord. So when I went to, and I did my research, like I was telling them at home, as at then, Treasure Line was what I invested in. In 2006, Treasure Line was quoted under Securities Exchange Commission. They were quoted. I went to check all of their board members. For you to know that when it even comes to research, I did my best. And I saw that they had key people in the financial sector in their board. Some of you don't even do things like this. And you go and put your money in CBEX. But you did not do your research. So even with that, I remember then I went to their headquarters, to their branch office in Ajawa Estate in Lagos. I told one of my friends to check their headquarters. Then it was in Ibadan. I used to wonder why Ibadan is always involved in things like that. Yes. Headquarters is always in Ibadan. Something, those kind of things. We should bind those kind of things. Amen. Nobody say amen to that. So, but unfortunately for me, they promised 100% returns in 3 months. If I'm more than 100%, that's even crazy. Because if you invested, if you're investing 300,000 and you get 1.2 million in 3 months, how many percent is that? Williams, how many percent is that? That's 100%. It just shows I was not thinking. You know, when greed is thinking, you are not thinking. Now, when you check financial institutions, I think we have finance. Pastor GP, you are in the financial. What is the most reasonable return on investment that you should have in a bank? I know you are into microfinance. I mean, give us an idea. Reasonable returns on investments. Please, we are in church. All right? Pastor, please. Amen. I know you know something about this.
So it depends on the kind of investment.
All right.
So there are some that are 5%. So it depends on the duration also, the time period.
All right.
There are some that is 20, I think maximum 20%.
Maximum 20%. Yeah. So what does bank, even banks, for a year? Yeah. Very good. So per annum. So I think you were telling me, Williams told me that I said 20. Was it you of Timilane that 22% at most?
Yeah.
Per annum for financial institutions.
Yeah. It depends on the level of the financial institution.
All right. On their capacity, yes. Right? But I don't think you can even get 100. Talk even 50 self. Huh? All right, thank you. I think that's what I want to hear. So when it comes to returns on investments, if returns on investment is more than a certain percent, then you know that is a Ponzi scheme. There's no how they play it. They can, you know, because you see, people that scam, they are players. They play on your greed and they play on your intelligence. And they will have to play it in such a way that it makes sense. Because when I was saying, so, but it was surprising. It was when I started probing that people started talking. And they called Dumi Jr. That's the most painful aspect, that nobody said anything. Pastor, did you hear anything? Pastor GB, did you hear anything? Pastor Friday, did you hear anything? Pastor, this, see, you know we are doing this open meeting. Pastor Dio, did you hear anything? Pastor, did you hear anything? Okay. No, anything that brethren invested. Oh, you heard. Oh, okay. Who heard again? You did not hear. You did not hear. As I didn't know you heard. No, you're all laughing. If somebody goes to ask suicide, God forbid, or somebody slumped dead, who will go to the place? Who will they call? When they say somebody faints, all of a sudden, they say, ah, brethren, come and faint. Who would they call? If going, what would they say? No, no, please, I want you to answer for me. So it means that we are responsible for your decisions. Either good or bad. So, this is, and I want to pass this as a warning. I think mommy was scolding someone. He says, it's my family, it's my father. It's, your father is not your standard for processing decisions at this level of 30 God doctrine day. We cannot be doing things like that. You cannot be using your money anyhow. There's no way God can bless you if you are like that. Because every resource that God gives you, you are just a steward of that resource. By now, you should know that. Now, me and Paraventure, I'm thinking that, okay, you want to do an investment. Even Demola, there's already, had already started, you know, was planning. So when I was angry that day, it was the one now start speaking, that day actually, this person knows, he was confessing. Even some people in my house, can you imagine? And nobody ever ran it across. You just want to get my opinion. Me, I'm thinking that where were you when I was using? I have said this thing over and over again. There was a time MMM came out and I preached against it. Some of you did not listen. You went to do MM. Then you became Mumu. You do not listen now. That's Pastor's own. You know why I'm angry about these things? Look, ask me why. I want God to bless you. God does not bless people like that. When you are like that, God cannot bless you. You can never carry blessing of God if you are like that. It means you are somewhere you are crooked. You are crooked. And God must straighten you out. You see, that decision I made, I suffered for it. I suffered. God taught me how to live by faith. I suffered for it. Now, even if you did it and you made money, it's even worse. Yes, number one, listen, because I need to clear it. If you did it, you say, cash out. It's even worse. Number one, you have learned a bad lesson and it's going to work against you. Because most likely you will do another one in the future. Secondly, it is somebody's money they used to pay you. So you are not clean. You are also part of the whole mess. The fact that, I quickly removed my own before the thing collapsed. All those things are natures or variations of greed and covetousness. Yes. So this is it. By standard procedure. If you're going to do some things and you're not sure, please, why don't you ask? We have people in the house that I'm sure if you ask them, I'm not sure they will give you a go ahead. I know some of the brothers in KBN, the KBN team in particular, they will have told you, no, this thing is not like that. Many of them are informed, right, in some of those things. I even asked people like, someone like Ife, I asked him about investments. There was a time I asked Ife about investment. The ones he brought, the ROI was small. Even me, I did not. But I know it was a safe investment. The returns of investment was not much. You understand what I'm talking about? And that will lead me to my next point of discourse. But please, brethren, we need not to be doing things like this. When you are like that, God cannot bless you. Me, I want God to bless us. And I know how God blesses people. I would rather give my money to Baba's land. So you can even cryptocurrency. I'm not against crypto, I've told you, but I had to call Olumide. Olumide is Tilak, but he served in Ibadan. He's back in Tilak. I sat him down and we began to talk. Olumide has made some money from investment, but he told me his losses. I said, this is not as easy as the way people paint it. I can't tell you how much that Olumide said he lost. Me, I don't want to lose money like that. All of us have about this. I don't want to lose money like that. But for him, I know that there is a current cryptocurrency mentoring class going on. I'm not against it. I like the idea of mentoring. Same thing with Forex. Some of you that do Forex, some rush into it, they rush out. Because they find out that it's not as easy as it looked. It will take years of mastering skill. Years of mastering skill to know how the whole market operates for you to be able to build your investment decisions on it. So I want to say this as a man. I'm sad to hear that a lot of people, this is the worst scam in Nigeria financial history. I don't know if there's something like that. But like I heard, millions of naira carted away. Trillions carted away. I heard people killing themselves. People are sad. So we need to protect ourselves, brethren. So if you are here, I know the desire to increase your economic strength is a good desire. But I want to beg you, don't look for a quick way of making money. There is no quick way. You rather hack. There are more safer investments. Well, we'll be doing an investment class in Family Life Summit. So you can come. Even as a single, you can come. We'll look at these things. We have to start training ourselves on the right way. When it comes to investment, it's a long-term thing. That's number one. That leads me to the next thing. Can we learn to invest in each other? These are things that people of other religions do. I've taught you about how Muslims do. Can we invest in each other? So I believe that we want to put, I'm going to speak with the KBN team. The KBN team is getting stronger and stronger. We want to put apart from an investment research team, they will go into investment research and give you options that are safe. So if you are interested in investing, you can ask them. They'll have done a research and they say, this one is safe, that one is safe, this one is safe. So that they can guide you in your investment decisions, including land. Land is a good investment. However, you have to also do your research. There are people in church that you do your research for to know, are there certain things in, you know? We have lawyers in the house that can guide you. We have Sister Diola is a town planner. She can guide you. We have a lot of people here. Don't make decisions. Don't think that you know everything. Run things across board. The people can guide you and say, don't do this, don't do that. For instance, I think when we wanted to buy our Baba's land, we had to go and make findings. Brother Tolu is a lawyer. About lands that had litigation issues on. And we have to do that. It's one of the things that we did before we decided to buy that land. You can go and buy a land that issues case swallowed here. And you have already invested your money. So taking that pain in getting additional information is to save you. Don't be doing one secret thing and the other. You know, sometimes you think you are smart. You just say, because I noticed that you tell us some things, you don't tell us some things. That is why I question you. When it comes to money, you don't know. But nobody is going to steal your money. I will not steal your money. When you tell me about investment, I don't say, I don't do like that. There are people in this store that can bear witness. I don't prognose in people's financial issues. I don't even ask people for money. Nobody can say, Pastor Man Torolo, I don't ask. If you give, I collect. If some of you have given me, I did not collect it. Aha. That's the truth. Some of you give me. All you want to give me, I will check and wait before I collect. Because I want to be sure that it's God that says you should give it. So, and that is how we operate. I'm begging you. It's not good for your money to be in CBEC, sir. So that we need better. It's not good. Kingdom people's money should not be in things like that. It's just a sign that you are not taught well. And I don't want those kind of... Because see, in another very short time, another one will come out. They always come out. We will not be free from it. Unfortunately, one of the reasons why they fly is because we don't have a good regulatory system that protects us. So after that one I did. I did two others. One of it, the reason why I did it was one of our brothers then said he was involved. And he told us that we should not have problem. Then I went to collect the money from my wife, wanted to marry that time. He said, this brother, the brother told me that I should not worry, that my money is guaranteed, that if I don't get my returns, he will give me my money back. Yes. But I still fell for it. So when the Wala came, this brother ran out of the country. He was arrested. He ran out of the country. That's how that money left. And you can't. When I saw him years after, I can't say, oh, me that. I have to walk in love. I can't say, oh, me that. You know, it's an issue. Another one, the last one I did, me and my friend in US, we did it together. My brother, elder brother, did it. He invested $25,000 in front of me. They gave him $250,000 in less than 1 month. Okay, yes, it was after I saw him make his money. I went to do my own with my friend. So both of us, I brought $20,000, he brought $25,000. We're supposed to make $450,000. I'm our shasimeji. You know what I'm talking about? So I thank God. Because you see, in all those investments, God never allowed me to make money out of anyone. Can you help me thank my father? So, if you have done those things and you made money from it, God will still have to teach you something. You made money on somebody's cry because it's robbed Peter to pay Paul. They just robbed somebody and gave you their money. So, both you and the person that gave you are thieves. I said, I told you I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you as it is. You are thieves, sir. So, we should not get involved. God does not like it. Secondly, we should learn to invest in each other. So, the KBN team too should work a system. Me and my wife, we do that. I won't mention it, but we have invested in a lot of people. And we are not even looking for returns. The only thing at times we don't even collect profit from you. We just want to say, okay. And many will come and return and we'll say, roll it over again. That is just a hack to see you do well. 100,000, 150,000, 200,000, 250,000 in a brother's business. If you have that kind of money and you can do that, and you're not even collect, if you can collect profit, why? If your profit is okay, why not? I even prefer, and I told the KBN team, that we should put a system that people should know that they have to return that money. Because that will put them on their tiptoes to work so that there will not be any story at the end of the day. Can't we design that kind of system where we can invest in each other? Then I can invest in my sister's business, in my brother's business, and I can make some profit. It may not be so much. But apart from, you know, everything is not money. But the fact that my resources has been used to help another, there's no how you can't go down. You can never go down. So we should have such a system, all right? I'm hoping that we can put that in place very soon. We'll speak to you. You have money that you don't need. Now, the problem is that, listen, when you need money, you're not looking at something that will quickly multiply your money. God is not a magician. There is a track record that you must have in sowing. I've taught you about these things. You can fall back on my message I taught on finances, on family last year. It was about a 5-hour message. And we covered a whole lot. Please go and listen well. Some of us do not listen. We are looking for fast money. We are going to get into problem. I don't know if we are on the same page. Nobody's answering me again. Yes, so we should learn to invest in each other. And we're going to look at that, how we can help each other to build businesses. And I won't lie to you. The best way of increasing your income is entrepreneurship. Is still the best. It will take somebody that has succeeded in business to be an investor. You didn't hear what I said. That's the best way. So if you want to make money, go and start a business and grow that business. So that's why you see in this, there's this guy, I've forgotten his name, but was talking about cash flow quadrant. And was saying that it is somebody that is a business owner that can eventually become an investor. Because Real investment is not small money. You see people investing. They will have built a system of business that has been generating cash flow over a period of time that they can now invest. And you know those people, they don't invest stupidly. Some of them invest in, some of them put their resources for venture capital, allow their money to go into building small businesses, and they collect profits across board. They invest their resources intelligently and strategically. So you want to grow your income, you have to learn how to build a business. You want to increase your income beyond where it is, you have to learn now professionally to become better at your profession. Because when you increase your skill and your value, you can now demand more income. There is no fast way to make money. I end my case. All right. And finally, let me say this, please. You know, I will not, if I'm not a good pastor, I won't tell you this. I beg you, have seed in the soil. You must sow. Giving is a major way of increase. It's a major. I don't know any other way, sir. I wish there was. It's a major one. It's a major one. Other ones are second. You must be giving regularly, consistently. Then God can now open heavens over you, give you an idea. It's one thing for God to give you an idea. It's another thing for God to back it up. It's another thing for you to have an idea. That is, it's backed up by divine supernatural help from God. You don't know what it means for God to help somebody to build a business and it succeeds. In the midst of an harsh economic climate, it's only God that can do such a thing. So there's one aspect of scripture I don't play with, that Malachi scripture. Some old people that have big revelation, they say it's not, he's talking to priests. Sir, he's talking to me. I've told you about my experience. There was a time I stopped tithing. I was not giving as much, and it was the revelations that we had the tithe, all those kind of things. I have grown above it. I don't even do 10%. And this is my wife, she's here. Anytime there's an opportunity to give, we don't say we are the leaders of the church. We give because I want God to bless me. So please, let's train ourselves. Those are good areas of training ourselves. I know we're in the midst of a generation that grew in a culture of mistrust. In a culture, because there's a lot of mistrust concerning receiving and giving in the kingdom of God. So a lot of people have more sense to make money, but they don't have sense to traffic in the spirit concerning financial increase. So let's fall back on the messages we have taught in the past concerning these things. Paul used a whole chapter to address it in 2 Corinthians. It means it is very important. May the Lord grant us grace. I'm not hearing your amen.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.